Welcome to episode 15. I took the last episode down, as you'll know. That was called episode 15. It might still be available for all I know on some stuff, but it's not an official episode anymore. Just a quick note before we start. Yeah, I know it's still on my website, in case any of you want to listen, but it's not an official episode. It's quite bad. I want to impress anyway. You should be listening to Eagle Cheap right now in the intro music. Go check him out as well. And outro music will be Apples I'm Home if I don't credit them at the end. Anyway, though, we've got an interesting story today. They're selling their house for a raffle. I think it was like a £1,000 house. Why did I say dollar? What's wrong with me? Anyway, they're on Facebook and the website for the raffle. I'll link them all in the description and post the links to them on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. So then you can find it on my website, theautistickid.com. Go follow us, by the way, on all of them. And stop talking about me. And let's go into the conversation.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, cool. So it's working. This is recording now. You're okay with that? Or do you want me to cut this bit out?
No, it's fine.
Okay, cool. So thanks for coming on. Would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, I'm Christine McDonald, and I'm from Sunderland.
Cool. So I contacted you to come on because we were selling her house in a raffle. Could you explain a bit more, please?
Yeah, that's right. So what's happening is my family and I are emigrating to Australia, and we're hoping to do that soon. We've got our visas, so we're all ready to go. So we had the house up for sale before lockdown, obviously, and that affected the selling of our house. So we saw some other people which had raffled their house, and we thought, why not give it a go? So yeah, we're raffling our house.
When I said it out loud, I just realised I randomly stumbled across a page raffling the house. I realised that. So you're moving to Australia. When did you make the decision to do that?
Well, we've been thinking about it for a couple of years. So we were on BBC One Wanted Down Under. Mm-hmm. Not sure whether you've heard of that programme.
Yeah, I saw the link you shared. I couldn't watch it because there was a problem with my BBC account.
Oh, right. Yeah. So obviously we went over, this was about 2.5 years ago, and we went over and we visited some houses, we looked at jobs, and we looked at lifestyle, and we did lots of different things while we were there, and it was amazing. So we fell in love, and after that we thought, yeah, we were going to give it a go, and we're going to try and get our visas to live there.
And so far, it seems like it's going well from the outside. Would you say the same?
Yeah, it is going well. Obviously, it's took quite a long time. I think people think that you can just decide you're going to move over there and then sort of go. But it's a really long process. So, yeah, it's going well. Obviously, we've got our visas. So that's why we thought about raffling the house. And also, it gives someone else an opportunity to change their life. You know, they could win a house. Yeah. Which is amazing, really, isn't it?
Yeah. What was it? £2.50 a ticket?
Yeah, that's right. So literally, it takes one ticket, doesn't it? So £2.50, yeah. And then you've won a house. And obviously what we've been saying is that you don't have to live in the house. I mean, you could sell the house. You could rent the house out. It could be like a bit of a business. Obviously getting the rent in each month. So there's lots of different opportunities, I think, for someone if they do win the house.
And the initial expenses is £2.50. So it's a win-win for everyone involved.
It is, exactly. Less than a cup of coffee these days, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. Even if you don't win, it's £2.50.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a bargain.
So, whereabouts in Australia? I don't want the exact street. I just mean, like the region, I suppose. Like, was there a specific reason you chose the region you chose?
Yeah, so it's Adelaide, where we're going, which is in South Australia. And what happens is, when you apply for your visa, Australia have got to want sort of your occupation over there. So what it is it goes on my job. So I work for the NHS, and I'm a mental health therapist for children and young people. So that job is so that I'm needed over there, basically. So it goes on that. So you have to go in that area where you're needed, basically. So that was where I was needed in Adelaide. So that's.
That's quite good that there's a win-win-win now. You're getting a job and you're getting to move to a country you love, and someone's getting a house to you. Everything seems to be working amazing.
It's that's what I, that's the way I'm thinking of it. You know, it's a positive. Obviously, we've got some people that I think it's negative, and I think that's because it's new. So it's something new. It's something different. People don't understand it, and so we have had a few sort of negative reactions to it. But I think that is understandable, as I say, because it is such a new thing. I mean, the every day is it. So I think that's why.
Yeah, there's always going to be some sort of negative, usually from confusion, to be fair. So you worked in the NHS. I'm not going to go. Well, do you still work there right now?
Yeah, I still work there now, yeah, and so does my husband.
Oh well, that's the like, this is a great story. This I'm getting loads out of this anyway. I'm not going to go too much into the NHS bit because that's not why I invited you on. But I'm going to touch into it a bit if that's okay with you.
That's fine, yeah.
Okay. Cool. So during COVID, do you think your job has been affected? Well, it's obviously been affected, but what do you think the main changes have been because of COVID?
Yeah, I suppose it's been quite difficult for both me and my husband. So what I did was I was working in schools, and obviously with children that were suffering from mental health difficulties such as anxiety or depression. So what that's meant is I've had to work from home, and I'm doing sort of online sessions and telephone sessions with children. So that seems to be working quite well, but obviously I would prefer to be face to face, but that's just not something that we can do at the moment. With my husband, he's on the front line, so he works on the ambulances. So he's been sort of really, really busy. It's been non-stop, and he's worked really hard right throughout the pandemic.
The whole country is probably saying thank you to both of you.
Oh, thank you.
Would you say you've been busier in lockdown from what you do?
It has been busy, but what I suppose it, I think that is because obviously people and young people have been able to go out and do the normal things that they would do, see people, and so obviously that's led to quite low mood in some children, which is understandable, isn't it? Because they're not, it's not an everyday situation. We're in the middle of a pandemic, so that has been quite tough on young people, I think, and adults as well. It's been hard on everyone.
I'm going to kind of wrap it up on this bit. I've just got one more question. What do you think people have suffered with the most of lockdown from what you've seen?
I think it's low mood. That's what I think. Definitely, because I think because you're not doing as much and you haven't got as many activities and doing things that people enjoy, then obviously that's having a massive impact on your mood. So you're in low mood. But I'm hoping when things start to pick back up a little bit and things people are back in school and starting to do activities that they like, that hopefully that will help.
I've just realised you must be one of the jobs where you kind of want to not be doing much at work. Now I thought of it.
Yeah, definitely. I know what you mean. Yeah, I mean, I love doing and I love helping people. But yes, it would be better if nobody had these difficulties. But that's just the way it is, I think. Yeah.
So we're going to go back to the house. And again, thank you for the services in the NHS. I had to find the right words here because I've just heard about this now, but back to the house. I'm not going to dwell on the negatives too much, but did you find anything bad? Like, was it a hard choice or was it a yeah, let's go and move.
Yeah, it was at first it was difficult because I think it was more my husband's idea and I wasn't sure, like you said, because it is something different. But I looked into it obviously and did sort of research on it, and then when I thought, why not? Let's just give it a go. We've got nothing to lose, really. So
I know you. Australia's not bad now,
yeah.
especially with. I'm pretty sure they did quite well with COVID as well.
Yeah, they did really well. Yeah, they've coped quite well with that, I think.
Was that making it harder to get your visas because you were coming from a country that's COVID handling was debatable?
I don't think so. I think because what they've done at the moment, the national borders are closed anyway, so they're not letting anyone in, exceptional circumstances. So we've just got to wait until they're in a position where they're going to open up and let people in, I suppose. But then they're still going to have quarantine, so it might mean that when we go over, we'd have to quarantine for 14 days.
I suppose could be worse, couldn't it? Could have been cancelled again.
Exactly.
So,
Yeah,
for
that's
that,
it. If it's something we've got to do, we'll just do it.
yeah.
Yeah.
What's the biggest upside then of going to Australia?
I think just the future for for my boys. Like I've got two teenagers, so I just think the opportunities over there for them, it'll be brilliant. So it's mainly for them.
And from what I saw, pictures, the beaches look amazing. So,
Oh, honestly, lovely. They're so nice and clean and just, yeah. I think obviously we live in Sunderland and we live next to a beach and it is beautiful down there, but we just don't get the weather very much to enjoy it.
the
Yeah.
UK's weather, it's not fun. It's confusing as well.
Isn't it? You get so many seasons in one day.
Yeah, I made a joke. I
Yeah.
moved up to Scotland a while ago, and we always make a joke. We say we get like five of the four seasons in an hour.
Definitely. Definitely. I think Sunderland's a bit like that as well.
Yeah, so your house that you're selling, so you've set up a thing to give it away. Was it an interesting thing to set up the raffle, or was it just let's get this done and we can go, or was it more for the raffle could be fun on your part as well.
I think it was both really. We had to obviously get pictures of the house, and then we had to do a full explanation of our story, and obviously explanation of the room sizes and what obviously the house what it's like and stuff like that. So that was it wasn't too hard really. And then we do all of the promotion. So obviously we're trying to get our story told on lots of different platforms and get it out there so we can get tickets sold, because 100,000 tickets is a massive amount, isn't it? So yeah, but the raffle company, they deal with obviously the raffle tickets, and then they do the draw at the end, and that's done electronically by computer.
So I'm going to copy and paste the link for people to buy raffle tickets for the description of this podcast. But do you want to say something that people can search to find it? Do you know the address?
Yeah, so what you can do is either just search it on the internet, which is it's Rafal. RAFFALL. So, or we have a page on Facebook, which is at Four Bed House Prize, and everything's on there, all of the details. There's pictures on there of us as well, and links to different things.
Yeah, I'll tag you in it when the episode comes out. I might put it out
Brilliant.
today so that more people can get it in time in case they're listening. Obviously, I'll need to go back and forth with the getting it out. But to be fair, I shouldn't be really giving people an insight of the production. That'd be another podcast in itself anyway. Is there a shared excitement in the household?
There is, yeah, like we keep checking how many tickets have been sold all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's exciting. Also, it's scary at the same time.
Oh yeah, that's understandable. It's big change, but it seems like you're raring to go.
Yeah, we are.
I'm nearly finished because if people have listened to before, like other listeners, I don't know. Well, I don't think you have because it's hard to grow a podcast this much. It's worked. But people know it's short interviews usually. But is there anything you'd like to say before we go?
I'd just like to say, obviously, thank you for speaking to me and getting our story out there. I really appreciate it. And just would really appreciate, the positive comments and shares, and for people to buy tickets, that would be amazing.
Yeah, I'll share it all, and I encourage anyone to go and enter it because no one's got it's £2.50, it's not much. and then it's a house.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming on, because I enjoyed it, because it was not something that you get to talk about every day. Usually I've had people on talking about their life. I'm getting people talking about a house for raffle. This has been quite an interesting episode for me. So thanks for coming on. I've enjoyed it.
Great, I have too. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. Bye.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed it. That was interesting. There's the NHS stuff and the house for sale by raffle. I could have done an episode on each of them. Sorry, I had to keep it short. We do have episodes coming out later, don't worry. Again, go check them out and buy a ticket. What do you have to lose? £2.50, which, if I'm honest with you, what can you buy with £2.50? Except for a house. Right, so thanks for listening. Go check out the website, theartistickid.com. Credit Ego Cheap for the intro music, and the actual music you'll be hearing in like 30 seconds by Apple's I'm Home. Go check them out and buy it. I'll listen to their music, they'll get money for that as well. Thanks for listening, and go check out our past episodes, and goodbye.